Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to the post-match podcast after Liverpool beat Monterrey 2-1. In Doha. To kick it off, you're going to listen to Ross's match reaction.
Hello, welcome to Red Men TV. It's Liverpool 2, Monterrey 1 in Doha. A real struggle that game, I thought. I think you could get that. We saw the lineup when it came out. Question marks were raised. A bit baffled by some of it, but we can understand other parts of it. Virgil van Dijk was obviously injured. We're struggling for centre halves as it is between Jordan Henderson came in and played there. Always have faith that he can do a job in there. You know, likewise up front, you know, Origi, Salah, Shaqiri was obviously not what we normally play, but I think you have to be so careful. You know, we're playing two games in the space of a couple of days, and again, you know, it's all right saying, you know, should have gone full strength, but I don't think you can go full strength in both. I think Klopp trusts his players. I think he thought they were more capable of doing a job here. It's also difficult in the fact of, you know, Monterrey, as much as, you know, you might joke about it, I've never heard of them, we don't usually watch them play, therefore we just kind of, not everyone, but some people just kind of discard them. And I do, because obviously they play week in, week out, but obviously they're champions and they deserve to be here as well. I thought, you know, they, as much as we were poor, but they were pretty good in the first half. They created those chances, they were high in the press, and the pressure on the ball. They created a lot more chances than we did, and, you know, a man in the match, which we'll come on to when we do play ratings, and the man we'll tomorrow, Alisson Becker was, you know, he kept us in that game in the first half. He had three or four clear chances, and he made some really good saves again second half. You know, he's coming out for the ball, he's making some big saves, which is, you know, not necessarily not ones for the camera, but, you know, the important saves which has to make to keep Liverpool in the game, thinking, you know, where's this coming from? And, you know, we lacked cohesion, we lacked rhythm, we lacked fluidity, and I think again that comes back to the starting lineup. You know, again, we trust these players to put a shift in, to do a job, but I just don't think we had that rhythm that was required. We dug deep, we held on, you know, we get that Joe Gomez, I thought, put in a good performance. You understand that was Naby Keita, thought was really good, and then the real changes came was when we made the changes on the substitution. So, you know, like, some strength came on, he made a difference, always offers an outlet by Firmino, obviously he gets a goal. And Sadio Mane just always pulls straight. He kind of raised the crowd when Mane came on as well. He must have a massive following round here, obviously. But, you know, he's got that direct running, he's got the ball, he's willing to take on a man, he's willing to go and beat someone. And we just lacked that out throughout the whole game. Most importantly, we're through to the final, which is what matters. But I think there's a lot of things that Liverpool need to work on. I suspect we will go full strength for the final game. I'm just, you know, play our strongest team possible. Van Dijk comes back in, which kind of shows up the defence. Adam Lallana playing the six again, you know, doesn't normally do that with the midfield. He's got Keita. I think he's in a two with Keita at parts of that game. Doesn't normally play them, so I think, you know, we'll be better in the final. I think, you know, just don't take teams for granted. Flamengo were pretty poor yesterday. Went to the Flamengo game yesterday. They show weaknesses. They show the rotated side as well. The final is going to be amazing, but I think Liverpool obviously have lots of things to work on. But again, the most important thing is that we've won. We're able to bring on the likes of, you know, the quality of Firmino on the bench. I think I was always in our firepower. I suspected Monterrey again. I don't watch them week in, week out, that they might tire out, and that's exactly what they did. And as soon as it went to 2-1, it was game over.
So that was Ross's match reaction. Here it is, his play ratings for the game.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV. It's player ratings time. Liverpool just beating Monterrey 2-1 here in Doha. Goalkeeper, obviously. Alisson Becker, I'm going to give him a 9. I thought he was Liverpool's best player in the game. I said in the match reaction, Modric created loads of chances, and also exactly made those huge saves, some really important saves, which is always what we define as world class for, not having much to do, coming in and making those big saves that he could do. They were far more attacking in the first half, they created lots more than we did, and I think we have him to thank that we were still in the game at half time. Standout player for me, right back, James Milner. Sound. I give him a 7. You always get what you want from James Milner. You know, he's not shy in the tackle, he puts his body in the line, he tries to get forward as much as possible. He's always tainted with the fact that he's not Trent Alexander-Arnold, he's never going to be, he doesn't provide that same ball, but he still provides that composure, maturity, experience, which I think you need in the game right now. You know, we're going for two world champions. I think Milner was sound. Centre-half, Gomez. He was lucky to stay on the pitch. He'd been completely nice. I haven't seen a replay because we watched it inside the stadium. But it was a long ball up when he was caught out of position. Wasn't sure what the opponent was and kind of brought him down. Fine, he's got Jordan Henderson next to him, which isn't something to break Joe Gomez with. It's not his fault. But again, they got him behind a number of occasions. Not directly his fault, but I think he expected a little bit better. So Gomez. Gomez is 7 as well. Jordan Henderson, again, I give him a 7. He's very just going to be the same scores for a lot of people. We thought we were pretty poor. Comes in centre half again. You know, team line comes out. You think, you know, he can do a job there. It's not his natural position, but he's been asked to do a job there. He's been asked to fill in with no Virgil van Dijk, no Dejan Lovren. So he comes in and does a solid job. Again, he can only come deep for that ball anyway, so he's able to control the ball, spray out some passes, get out to the flanks, and keep the local move, which I thought he did very well. Left back, Andy Robbo. I give him a 7 as well. Feel free to comment in the comments below what you think they deserve. But it's the same with Robbo sometimes, when he doesn't have money from him, and he sort of thinks it's his game. So I don't think he trusted Origi all the time. Oh, Shaqiri was in front of him in the first half. To track back and be wary of what's going in behind him, but again, equally to go forward and think, you know, I can take a gamble here and someone come up behind me and cover him. So, you know, he gets a 7 as well. Adam Lallana. Again, playing the 6, sound. Most of the lads did a sound job, but nothing that was stand out. So he's quite difficult to mark. This one, to be honest with you, I give Lallana 6. Again, you know, he likes his great turn. Let's keep the ball. Let's keep it in play. Little short passes, and you know, the midfield was pretty compact, which is where Adam Lallana flourishes. I think he can get the ball out to Keita and Chamberlain. We've got in front of him. Keita obviously helped him out as well. Naby Keita. When you give him an 8, I think what you get from Naby Keita is the direct running. He was probably the only one, particularly in the first half, who was picking up the ball, making runs at people, doing stuff, who was looking to, you know, get the ball turned and go forward. We lacked a lot of penetration going forward in the first half. There's only really Naby Keita that had it. Chamberlain again equally drove forward, but I think he found it hard to get on the ball. Montreal, you know, they were decent in the first half. They tried a little pull out, and then he found it hard to kind of find the position. Shaqiri, I'm going to give a 6. I thought he was ineffective. Same as Divock Origi. I'll give them both a 6 actually while I'm commenting on the same thing. Just Shaqiri doesn't normally play on the left. That's the first time I've seen him out there, and in the second half he moved to the right hand side before he got sucked off. But it just felt he just didn't have an effect on the game. He couldn't get any impetus, he couldn't get hold of the ball, which is fine to a degree because they don't play with each other, but you still expect him to come in and have an effect and to do something. Salah, first half, sound. He was the only one who was getting in behind the lines, trying to create something. Dangerous, got in one-on-one with the goalkeeper a few times, but again, it was hard lines. Monchi crowded him out as well, so I think he found it difficult to kind of stop, and he was forced to kind of hold up the ball and look round for the likes of Divock Origi and Shaqiri. Sometimes he just went there for him, the ball wasn't on. It was only really till, you know, we got to the subs now, of, you know, when Manny comes on, when Bobby comes on, when Trent comes on, Liverpool's all creativity comes from those guys, but so much more dangerous. And yes, you can tell, you know, Montreal, you know, tiring out, which is kind of normal, what would happen. He needs to be, you know, fully concentrated by Liverpool for, you know, 90 plus minutes, which show when Bobby comes on, Bobby gets a goal. You know, I won't mark Bobby because he's only off a few minutes, but obviously he gets the goal, which wins the game, which is massive. Manny, I give Manny an 8 because, again, like Naby Keita, picks up the ball, drives the people, scares them, they're frightened of him, they don't know what to do, you don't have to mark him, he's unpredictable, and he showed it again there. Again, his hold up play was excellent as well. And then Trent finally, give him a 7. Like, again, whipping balls in, cute little passes, cutting out the midfield. and just playing a bit more direct than we were doing in the first half, and causing opposition problems, which we didn't do. So yeah, I'll give him a 7 as well.
Okay, you've heard a lot of Ross, now you're going to hear a little bit of me as well. Here's a little clip from the instant match reaction.
We shouldn't be letting them have that kind of opportunity, and I think all around the pitch we just weren't good enough. At the end of the day though, we did what Liverpool do constantly, and that's battle till the very end. We had quality off the bench, and we got the win at the end of the day, and that's commendable. I think the substitutions for me were massive. Yeah. Klopp bringing them on, and look, I spoke before about we should have gone full strength maybe earlier, but the way also, that we have them off the bench to make an impact when teams get tired, and you can then say to these players, right, get on there, make an impact, score this goal, do this, see this little bit that we found out that we can exploit, you are the player to go and do that. Sadio Mane comes on, brilliant, gets the ball, and you see him like turning him, doing a little feint and having a shot at goal. Bobby Firmino obviously gets the goal. I think Trent whips the ball in for Bobby's goal, I'm pretty sure. So it's one of them, all these players had a massive impact. You've got to commend Klopp there, you've got to commend the players that came on there.
But also that's twofold, because I know we can say it now, I know it's hindsight, obviously we've won, you brought those players on who can have an effect on the game, mm-hmm. but those players have also had a rest because of the players that are filled in for them.
Yeah.
And I think there was also like a little bit of false hope, because obviously Origi and Shaqiri started the Everton game, they played really well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were both, for me, they were both really poor today.
Yeah, they were.
And that's, again, is part of the problem of having consistency and expecting them to come to do the same job. But also they've allowed, you know, Bobby to have a rest, Manny to have a rest. Yes, they've had to come on and rescue the game.
Yeah.
But going into the final game, I fully expect them to start. By the way, I think you're right. I think you're your strongest team in the final now we're there. But, you know, how many times have we had the conversation of, like, we've complained of not having a squad, we've got one. We can't expect the performance to be the same.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to the post-match podcast. We will have you covered, obviously, with the final word. Paul and Chris will be in Liverpool doing that for you. And we'll be covered in the next game, the final. I cannot wait, neither can Ross. Hopefully Liverpool end up champions of the world. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.